Hey, welcome everybody to another episode of Brain Turds. I am Monkey Arms.
And I'm T-Rex.
I mean, we're back, man. We took a little bit of a break there. I think we had maybe a week and a half instead of a week, but...
We took a little break for ourselves, a little mental rest, I think.
This whole thing's still been so overwhelming. You turn on the television, it's still all you see. I mean, it's a global crisis, you know? We're all in the same boat here, and we're all still dealing with stuff. You texted me today and said that... you now found out that you're going to be out of work until around the first week of May.
Yeah, they pushed me. They pushed me all the way back to, I think it's May 9th now, yeah.
It's interesting how your work is doing it, because they seem to be doing that thing where, obviously, we all want to know when this is going to be over. We don't know when it's going to be over. That's the million-dollar question nobody can answer. But with your work in particular... it's like they keep saying it's going to be at least this date, and then that, you know, closer to that date comes, and they're like, let's push it back another week. And then, you know, they call you again. It's like, let's push it back another week. Like, why not just say indefinitely for now?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I know they're talking now that the week before I go back, some of the, more important people are supposed to start showing up, like our team leaders and the maintenance people and stuff like that, to make sure that things are going to be able to run once we get back to work. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't get pushed back to the end of May at the way things are going, because you don't know from week to week what's going to happen, and who knows? It's going to be interesting. I am kind of tired of you get closer and closer to that date, and then all of a sudden they come out and say, you know, like 3 or 4 days prior to that, they go, well, it's going to be another couple of weeks. So it does get a little bit annoying.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to look at the silver lining. In a way, I think this episode's kind of going to be a silver lining style episode, because I've got a few things that I want to talk about on some positive notes. I don't want to scare people with the title of the episodes or the tags in the episodes when it says COVID-19, coronavirus, and all that. It's not like we're just going to beat down your throats, you know, about the virus. This is what we're doing. This is what we're talking about. Virus, virus, virus. That's not what I want to do. But the virus is a major part of our society right now, and I think that it's important to find some positive aspects or some silver linings in the weeks that we've all been living in right now. And I think we're going to be able to do some of that in this episode. Now, have you been paying attention to everything that's been going on a daily basis? Each week now, I kind of want to do this thing where I touch base with you and pick your brain and see how you're dealing with all of this, what your daily routine is. Are you still doing well mentally? Are you still with me?
You know, I think as long as I'm able to still work out and get some things in, I texted you the other day, and I finally hit my goal of bench pressing 250 pounds and went on a 6-mile run today.
I want to put this out there for everybody who doesn't know you. You're a small man. You are a tiny little fella. You're a little fella. And you put up 250 pounds. That's insane. Yeah, that is insane.
I mean, I measure it about, I'd say I'm close to about 5'7", and I weigh about 160. So yeah, that's a pretty good hefty amount of weight to push up for a guy not
job,
real big
little
in stature.
Dude.
Asshole.
I told my wife, I was like, that's one thing I can say about Mark is, I said, he's a scrawny little twerp just like me, but he's strong.
Well, see, I've also got the advantage. See, you've got those long arms, so you have to push the weight a lot further than I do. With my T-Rex arms, I don't have to push the weight that far.
I'm not even going to make excuses. You're just way stronger than me, period. But I'm faster than you, so I got you there.
Yes, yes, you are definitely faster than me. That's definitely a fact. But like I said, you know, with the T-Rex arms, I got the T-Rex arms, so I don't have to push the weight quite as far.
I want to point something out real quick, because this is something that's going to be coming up, and I think it's pretty cool. I talked about, and I think it was our last episode, I talked about all those home concerts and local shows and stuff that all these country music stars and One Republic and Coldplay and all of them were doing. I think that was the last episode. Something that is actually getting ready to come out on April 18th is the One World Together at Home concert put on by Global Citizen. Have you heard of this?
I have not. What, like, just a bunch of bands or?
Yeah, so it's like a global broadcast and digital special to support frontline healthcare workers and the World Health Organization. So it's actually kind of cool. There's going to be collaborations with Lady Gaga, Adam Lambert, Amy Poehler, Ellen DeGeneres is going to be there, Annie Lennox, Keith Urban. I mean, the list is massive. I could honestly probably spend about 2 or 3 minutes of this show just reading off names from that list, so I'm not going to do that. But it's a lot of people. Anywhere from celebrities to musicians, etc. I mean, it's just really cool. It's supposed to be aired on April 18th at 8 p.m. It's going to be on like all the major networks, like CBS, ABC, things like that. But it's actually going to be really cool to see. This is something I don't want to compare it because people are going to get upset at me for comparing it. But it reminds me of Live Aid with like Queen and all those other big bands. It's something similar to that, where just all of these collaborations are coming together to help fight and help a needed cause and show support for everyone that's still out there on the front lines. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like Farm Aid or one of those. So they're going to be taking donations and stuff and shit like that to raise money for that stuff? Or is it just...
I would imagine. I don't know everything of how this works. It's actually something I just learned about shortly before we sat down to record. So I'm trying to just get the bullet points out there. I don't exactly know how the donation deal and stuff like that is going to work, but I imagine it's something like that. I know Lady Gaga herself has raised a shit ton of money amidst this COVID-19 pandemic. So props to her. But I mean, she's one of the main ones. I think she's doing the hosting for this. So that would make sense. But I just want to encourage people to tune in on April 18th at 8 p.m. on like ABC, CBS. You can watch online on YouTube and everything as well if you don't have cable. But I think it's going to be something that's pretty cool.
I may have to check that out just to see what it's about. See who all's in the lineup anyway, if nothing else. Hell, I might have to look it up and see like if they've got times for certain people playing and stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
You know, I actually called my boss just to touch base, kind of see how, you know, everyone was doing and whatnot. And we got to talking about how all of these stars and stuff are putting on these home YouTube concerts and stuff. And it's cool, especially country singers, especially how they're so good about showing that we're all in something together or that they're right there with us. I think country stars definitely have something special. And it's just cool seeing a sense of community. It's just sad that it takes some kind of catastrophe or tragedy to bring out a sense of community.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that, like you said, you got to have some kind of a global thing or some kind of war or something for people to actually come together, which is in itself is pretty sad. But it is kind of cool to see some of these people that are coming out here and they're, you know, doing like you said, they're going to put on this big concert so that people, you know, kind of hopefully take their minds off this shit for a little while. Everybody needs it. Everybody needs a break from this shit.
Yeah. And I think it's I don't know if it's getting easier to take your mind off of it now because we're fairly deep into quarantine, or if it's getting harder. I think that's case to case, person to person. For me, I feel like I'm kind of getting in the routine of it now. It doesn't feel that difficult to be at home and go through the days, even though I don't know when it's going to end. But I'm one of those people that I don't mind being on my own. So it doesn't really bother me too much. But I do wonder what it's like for everyone else out there, what kind of their experience is. And again, we're on Twitter now. And you can tweet us. We are at Turds Brain. I didn't come up with the name. It was generically given to us. But Brain Turds Podcast at Turds Brain. So if your experience is different, we're just curious how you guys are all handling this. So tweet us and let us know.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about like some of these people out there, how they're dealing with this. Because for me, it's gotten a little bit easier as far as like, because I think I kind of, you know, if you watch some of the numbers and stuff, it looks like things are kind of starting to taper off a little bit. So I think that's good news. So maybe things are going to start to kind of get back to a little bit of a normal wave, but yeah, it's still kind of interesting.
It's one of those things where it's still unknown. So Governor Cuomo was speaking here in New York State about how we seem to be flattening the curve here. Finally, he actually said, and quote, "We have flattened the curve by our actions. New Yorkers rose to the challenge to protect one another. We need to stay the course. We are New York tough," unquote. But the thing is there's a question mark over Apex, because if you go back to the Spanish flu in 1918, notice, by the way, I say 1918, not 1917, because our fucking president can't seem to remember what year the Spanish flu was. It was 1918. Apparently, back in 1918, during the Spanish flu, we had the apex in New York, but the apex lasted months. So even though we think we've reached apex now, we don't know how long this apex is going to go. And God forbid we have a second wave of outbreaks, which is why we have to be careful, as Cuomo says, reopening the valve for the economy. It's something that we definitely got to be careful with. And you were speaking of numbers. And to put in perspective how dire the crisis is here in New York State, he put up numbers. In New York State, we lost 2,753 lives at the World Trade Center on 9/11. That's a lot of people. This crisis, though, has caused over 10,000 deaths. So when you put it in perspective, it's devastating. It's horrible.
Well, especially like you said, in New York, I'm pretty sure New York's got like 43. I think they account for like 43% of the fatalities due to this. I mean, yeah,
I don't have that number in front of me, but
I think it was like right around 40%. New York has 40 to 45% of the fatalities in the United States. So just that one area I don't want to say contributed, because that sounds almost like you guys are trying on purpose.
We're doing our part.
Yeah. You guys are stepping up and you guys are showing this.
We take competition. We take competition seriously. We will win.
The other day I was kind of, you know, making jokes about this, because that's how I deal with things. And I was telling my wife that, you know, at one point we were like 17th, 18th in the standings, is because we have no March Madness, man. I've got nothing better.
In the standings.
Yeah, Indiana was like 17th, 18th. And we got all the way up to...
Yeah, you guys moved up.
We did. We got all the way up to 14th. But man, we just got overtaken and we're stuck at 15. I don't think we're going to get any higher. I don't think our state is doing their part.
Well, hey, you rest assured, America's mantra is we're number one. We are number one in the most COVID-19 cases and the most deaths in the entire world. The USA has almost... And these were numbers I saw yesterday, so this may be different by now. So, I mean, this is dated a little bit. But the USA, at the time I looked, had almost 570,000 cases and almost 23,000 deaths. I mean, this is not something we want to lead in, but this is something we're leading in.
Yeah, I'd say we're actually over 25,000 now, last time I saw.
Okay, so yeah, like I said, those numbers I was giving you, they were at least a day old.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I think
that's crazy. It is crazy.
Again, with not trying to date the episode, but I believe we had over 2,000 more deaths today. So yeah, we're up over 25,000 now.
Wow. Well, and so again, I'm trying to do this thing where we're sprinkling, you know, good news and bad news. I did see, and this has been talked about for weeks now, but I just got on board and wanted to look a little bit more into it. Have you seen all of the stories about the coronavirus shutdown with our environment?
Well, I've seen things where they were starting to see more wildlife coming back and stuff like that. And Venice, I guess they're starting to see like dolphins in the water and shit like that.
Now, I don't know how true that is. I have heard that some of the animal sightings have been hoax, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, I mean, the coronavirus, it's taking its toll around the world. It's a nasty pandemic, no doubt, but there may be a bit of a silver lining here if you're looking for one. You figure the sharp reductions documented in carbon emissions and air pollution caused by the coronavirus-related lockdowns have offered a sort of preview, if you will, for the kind of improvements that can be made when drastic action is taken. So a lot of people are arguing, saying it's not a silver lining, because by the time we ramp up our economy and businesses and everything get back to life as usual, we're not really going to see any benefit from this. But I would argue that point. I would say that because this kind of gives us a sneak peek at the drastic changes in action that we can do to help prevent climate change or just change our way of life, it shows that it's possible, and I would hope that this kind of gets the ball rolling, and maybe this is something that continue to be talked about after we get out of this pandemic. I don't know, but that's what I'm hoping for.
My only fear is that if President Dipshit stays in office, I think things are definitely going to go back to the way they were. And I think, you know, he likes to deregulate things, and he likes to let companies dump shit where it's not supposed to be dumped and stuff like that. So I think with his administration, I got a feeling that he's going to basically push things back to where they were. That's why I honestly believe it's important for everybody to get out to vote this November and get this guy out. I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's, and I understand why people wouldn't be. But, man, honestly, what do you have to lose? the economy's tanking. People are losing their lives. I mean, you know, people are losing their retirements. What do you have to lose? At least Biden, maybe he'll follow a little bit in Obama's footsteps. And look, I wasn't a huge Obama fan, but I can't deny the guy did a pretty good job. Probably could have done better, but he still did a pretty good job.
No, I agree with you. I definitely think people should get out and vote in November. I encourage voting regardless of who you're voting for, just because I think it's an American right and you should do it. Obviously, I want Trump out of office. I can't stand that guy. But I don't necessarily think that even if Biden gets in office, it makes much of a difference with climate change, because I just think as a whole, big corporations and, as my wife calls them, suits, are just not on board with making the kind of drastic changes that need to be made in order to see improvements. It's just incredible to me. I mean, the air pollution's dropped significantly in China. New York's air has gotten so much cleaner. Carbon monoxide emissions have also dropped by nearly 50% in New York City. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't feel like we're there yet for making things happen. Not because we're not capable of it. We're fully capable of it. I just don't think any politician, Democrat or Republican, is fully on board with making the kind of changes that need to be made.
No, I absolutely agree. Yeah, neither side really is going to push it real hard. But I think Biden will, in order to kind of carry the Bernie supporters onto his side, I think he's going to have to have a little bit more of a climate change. At least, I mean, he's at least going to have to come out and lie to us and tell he's going to do it. Because Trump's not even doing that. Trump's just basically like, fuck you, I do what I want. We're going to dump oil or whatever, you know, chemicals into the water, into the land. He doesn't care. He deregulates everything so that these companies honestly can make a big profit by not having to dispose of this stuff in a proper way.
Right. And I think, honestly, one of my biggest fears, and I think a lot of people's biggest fears when this pandemic is over and economies are able to open up again, I think a lot of people are worried that governments are going to try and ramp up economies really, really quickly, trying to jumpstart companies. And in doing so, they're going to relax regulations. That's not a good thing at all.
No, and that's why I said, I don't want to say over with, but when the economy starts to roll again, I think you'll see Trump. He's going to do whatever he can, because between now and November, he wants that economy booming again by the time he gets ready to be reelected. So all his supporters can go, see, it was just a hoax.
Well, one thing we know for sure didn't happen is the economy did not open up by Easter. There was no way that was the right call to open up by Easter. I mean, definitely the right call to keep everything shut down over Easter.
I was kind of looking forward to all those people going to church, though. I mean, I really wanted to see all those Republicans packing in the pews.
That's a nasty thought. That's a nasty thought. I get it. I get it. That's a nasty thought, though. Oh, man. Well, one more thing. I'm interested if you've noticed this. Have you noticed a lot of blue lights around your area or no?
You know where I live. I live in the sticks.
Yeah, you live in the fields.
Me and my wife the other day were having troubles getting the PTO hooked up to the tractor. I mean, come on now. You know where I live. I see blue lights.
Yeah, that was a dumb question. So, do you even know what a light bulb is? Do you have electricity?
Well, we're still burning the gas lights out here.
Well, let me edumacate you, since you are clearly still on gas lights. Apparently, landmarks across my state and across the entire country now have been lighting up blue. I think this is awesome. They've been doing this in honor of healthcare workers, and not just healthcare workers, but all essential personnel on the front lines against coronavirus. I think it's really cool. So if you can actually go on and find it, bridges in New York State, Niagara Falls lit up blue. It was really, really cool. And I actually wanted to check out and see, because obviously I am from Indiana. I wanted to see what Indiana was doing as well. And the Indianapolis Motor Speedway actually lit up their track blue. And what is it called that they, the actual pole where they show the positions?
Oh yeah.
I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
The pole.
Yeah.
The pole. Yeah. They lit that up blue as well, which I thought was cool. And then in Circle Center in Indianapolis, Indiana, for anybody who's been there, Monument Circle is actually really cool. They went above and beyond they lit up as many buildings as they could blue, and they put all these like hearts and projections and stuff on their buildings. It was really awesome. Huh. So I wanted to get in on that because that kind of stuff really gets me going. I'm one of those people, if you've driven by bigger houses, that has all of those little electric candles in their windows. So you light up every window on the front of your house. I don't know why. As a kid, I always thought it looked really like warm and inviting. And I was always like, if I ever get my own house, I'm doing that. So we do that with our house. Well, I replaced all of those lights with blue lights. So our whole front was lit up blue. Huh. I felt like it was important for me to do that, especially because my wife works in healthcare. And I wanted to show our support for her.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I have not seen that. That's I may have to go on the internet later and look that stuff up. Yeah, where I live, you know, I live out here in the sticks. There's if I saw a blue light, I don't even know what the hell it would be out here.
As long as you don't scream aliens and run for the hay bales. I mean,
I did find an interesting little story about the stimulus checks, though. I wanted to say something to you about that. There was a guy that was actually in Lafayette who went to the bank to get money out and wanted to check to see if he got his stimulus check yet. And when he got his receipt after he got $20 out of his ATM, he looked down at the balance of his receipt and it said $6,400,000. And there was a report of another guy in New Chicago, Indiana, who did the same thing. He checked his balance and his balance actually had him at 8 million something in his bank account.
What is going on there?
I don't know, because the guy said he went in to talk to the bank and the bank said it doesn't show it on their end, just on his receipt. So I'm wondering if there's some kind of a scam going on where somebody's going to get your information. So I was just going to say, people might want to be careful when you go into the bank and check your balance and see what it says. And if it's something different than, especially like that, I'd go in and talk to them. Or like me and my wife had talked about, I'd go in, tell them I want the money and get the hell out of the country.
I don't think that's going to work. I admire your initiative, but I don't think that's going to work.
I'd give it a shot, though.
Maybe just keep an eye on your numbers and listen to the bank teller.
Well, see, there you go. Hard-hitting news from brain turds.
Oh, God. Please don't rely on us for your news.
Yeah, you're screwed. You're just screwed.
I think we're making it very clear that we are not the most reliable source for news.
Yeah, wanted to touch one more thing with you. Did you see that the XFL filed for bankruptcy now?
No. I mean, I guess I'm not surprised, considering we didn't even get a full season with that.
Yeah. The last I heard, they were still talking about hopefully still having a season next year, but the way they were talking, it sounds like it may be up in the air because they did have to file for bankruptcy.
Wow. So I wonder if that would the XFL be eligible for some kind of bailout also, since they were a business that was affected due to coronavirus. I'm sure people will hate me even saying that, but I do wonder.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if they would. I mean, why not? They're talking about bailing out the cruise ship lines and they don't even fly under an American flag. They all fly flags from other countries so that they don't have to pay taxes. So hell, at least, you know, look at how many jobs the XFL was contributing to the economy.
Yeah, man, that's kind of a sad thought. The fact that we might not get any XFL and we didn't even get a full season this year. I felt like it was going to succeed. I really did. And maybe it wouldn't have, but I felt like it was going to. And then unfortunately this happened.
I was a little bummed when I saw that, because I was like, well, me and you talked about quite a few times on here that, and we were both kind of getting into it and both picking teams and everything else. So yeah, I was bummed out when I saw that.
Yeah. Whole new opportunity for picking teams or whatever, assuming it would come back next year. We will have to see. Well, did you have anything else that you wanted to touch on before we hop off of here?
No, I hit all the couple little things I wanted to talk about. You?
Oh, I did want to say one more thing. In addition to the Global Citizens concert deal on April 18th, another live YouTube stream from Luke Combs. He's going to be doing like another at-home concert deal Wednesday the 15th at 8 p.m. on YouTube. So check that out. That's always fun. You should give that a listen too, Mark. It's actually a lot of fun. He's really good when he's, you know, in his garage even. I think it's amazing. But yeah, check it out. That's another one I wanted to share with you guys. I also want to, again, let everybody know that we are on Twitter for the time being. We are at TurdsBrain. You can follow us on brainturds.podomatic.com. You can like us and subscribe and give us comments there as well. We're on iTunes, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, Player FM, Podcast Addict, Podcast Addict is the app that Mark uses. If he can use it, you can use it.
That should get old, but it's still funny to me, even though it's about me.
Well, you're a simple man. As always, guys, stay well, stay healthy. Please continue to practice your social distancing. Even though some of us are reaching apex, this is not the time to take the foot off the gas. Pedal to the metal. Let's muscle through it. We will get through it. Thanks for listening.
Take it easy.